My name is Christina Jimenez. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist practicing at Doorways, located on Northern and the 51.
All right, so let's start with the basics. So you looked over this study from Pew that's showing, you know, it's less common for American children to have a family like the one portrayed on television in the 50s. So basically what I'm interested in is, in your line of work, how are you seeing this affect children?
Well, more recently, I mean, I think that divorce is so common that we're not seeing that being as big of an issue with children. Obviously, divorce is a grieving process, and children have to grieve and then adjust to their new environment. And that can take, you know, upwards of 2 years. But with strong therapy and co-parenting therapy for the individual parents themselves as well as the family, I think that families are working together in a more appropriate way. That doesn't necessarily happen with everyone, but the children are learning how to adjust more rapidly than when it was had a bias connected to it or was seen as more negatively and not as common. So I think that is improved for children. The issue that I'm seeing is oftentimes parents who go through a divorce or are single parents, is their boundaries with their children can be dysfunctional. They can be either, you know, some parents are completely enmeshed with their children. I call the kids in this position the surrogate spouse, where the child is exposed to information and situations that they shouldn't normally be exposed to, that a spouse would normally be exposed to. But because that person is not there, the child is inundated with this information, which causes them anxiety because developmentally they don't know how to manage it. They don't know how to take care of mom or dad. So the child comes in with a lot of anxiety. They may have issues with schooling. They may have some anger towards their parent because they're tired of taking care of them. That's something I see with this new dynamic. The opposite to that would be just a very disconnected parent that kind of expects the child to be more independent, expects them to do things on their own because they're out there, they're dating. They may expose the child to various partners that doesn't necessarily teach the child appropriate relational skills. The child may have issues with attachment. They may feel, again, anger. They may feel abandonment. And so that's more of the issues that I'm seeing. In regards to parents who aren't married, as long as they're raising the child together, I don't think, you know, the stigma, again, is not necessarily there. So children aren't, they're not exposed to the negative feedback or negative perceptions of that. And then also in, like, homosexual or lesbian families, I think this wasn't even mentioned in this article, which I thought was pretty interesting. But I think that as a society, that's one of those that still has the stigma related to it. The children may be feeling the feedback from that, but it's definitely decreased over time.
All right, perfect. Let me start with, in response to that, let's stay with the divorce just for a second. So I heard you say, you know, some of the things that you're seeing are things that they're seeing, boundaries or, you know, stuff coming too soon that they shouldn't normally or wouldn't normally be dealing with at whatever particular age. And then anger, disconnected, a little anxiety, that sort of thing. So what can parents who have essentially come to the end of a relationship, they see this coming, at some point they're not going to break this to the kids, give a quick 3 easy tips that parents can do to kind of ease into this process for kids?
Number one, the parents, I personally believe that they need to seek individual therapy to process their own grief of losing the loss of the relationship, and not just the loss of the relationship, but the loss of the future of their family. Number two, I think that either in a therapeutic setting or if they could do this on their own, they need to work with their ex-partner and decide what co-parenting looks like in order to manage the stressors that parenting brings upon them. The thing that I tell parents is, you now are business partners. You are not together, but as business partners, you don't have to necessarily like each other, but you have to communicate well and you have to have the best interest of the business at hand. So as business partners, you have to respect each other to a point so that your business will flourish, because if you don't, the business will fail. In this case, the business is the children. And then three, have a good support system outside of the family. People they can go to when it is a struggle adjusting to the single parent role. Have the grandparents there, have the friends, have the play dates so that they're managing their own stress and they're taking care of themselves, being mindful of their stress, not projecting it onto the child. That's the most important thing.
The study wasn't only about divorce and problems, but just to ask you, switching to the non-divorce, and let's say, you know, no one knew that this problem came from being a single parent. So let's just, I'm asking about single parents. What, if any, issues are you seeing in kids as they reach, you know, prepubescent years, you know, from only being with a single mom or a single dad or some combination of their age? And by combination, I mean they have worked out a situation to where one lives with one or one lives with the other, but right, there may or may not be issues.
The issue is the same with the single parent. Say a child is just raised by a single parent their whole life. The issue can be the same with the boundaries. When you have that surrogate spouse or we also call it the parentified child role. There's not a direct correlation, you know, between the single parent and issues. I mean, we've talked about this before, that you don't necessarily need two parents at the home to raise a successful child. It solely depends on that parent and how they're managing their stress in their lives separate from the child, because that's what it needs to be. There needs to be strong boundaries. The hierarchy is the same, parent, then child underneath. But sometimes what we're seeing in that single parent home is the hierarchy actually is side by side, where the child and the parent are at the same level. And so that's, for me, what I'm seeing, again, with divorced parents and then single parents. Anytime there's a parent and child dynamic only, that's usually the issue that comes from that.
And let me just hone in on that, because I like that angle. So what you're saying is, and what I think I hear you saying is, for single parents, and again, this could be a single parent who's been a single parent the whole time. I'm not saying this is, you know, they're coming to you with a new issue. It might be an issue that once you dig in, you realize, hey, dude, you need to remember here's what I'm asking. You need to remember as a single parent that you signed on to do both jobs. You know, I've done both, and that's why I'm saying this. I've raised my two older kids were single parents from separate mothers. This is another reason mm-hmm. I'm so interested in this. And now I have mm-hmm. two younger kids. I've been married we're going on 6 years. So it's totally different having her here and so much easier. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. when I was a single parent, I still was the same thing. I understand the boundaries, but at times it can be hard. And a kid is mm-hmm. like, so for my daughter with my older, she was doing a lot of maternal things as a younger girl, because it was just me and her, or just me and her and my son. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. I hear that often. It's just me and them. The issue with that is when it's just me and the child or children, you forget that there needs to be that line. And it's not me and them. I mean, you are the parent, they're the child, and you have to make up for that void. And can it happen? Absolutely. You have to have the support system. But I often hear that. I have kids that I work with who weren't socialized because mom kind of kept them under their wing and didn't want them to go out and play. Or the kid was doing grown-up activities, you know, going with mom to work and doing things like that. And I understand that certain circumstances create that, but in all reality, there are some developmental issues that we see in that single-parent family because they're trying to fill that void with the child rather than finding support through family and friends to manage their stress.